page 128. 8.4. Traditions and customs. Reading. 1. How can we make paper stars? Read to find out. The How to blog. Paper stars. Stars are a popular winter decoration. You see them everywhere throughout December. In today's post, we show you how to make a beautiful Christmas star with only a sheet of paper, 30 centimeters times 30 centimeters, and a pair of scissors. It's an easy craft that anyone can do. 1. First, cut a perfect pentagon, a shape with 5 sides, out of your paper. 2. Next, fold each side so that its corners meet the creases. Unfold and repeat. 3. Fold the pentagon in half, then unfold it. Repeat 5 times, so that you have 5 creases. 4. Then, fold in one section and pull out the corner. Unfold and repeat all the way around the pentagon. 5. Pinch all the corners into the middle and they will form a rough star shape. 6. Turn the shape over and fold each point in half. Turn it back over and you will have a perfect star. 2. Read again and decide if the sentences are T, true, F, false, or NS, not stated. Write in your notebook. What is the writer's attitude? 1. Making paper stars is a popular holiday activity. 2. You only need 2 things to make a paper star. 3. A pentagon is another name for a star. 4. You need to draw a lot of lines on the paper while making the star. Grammar. Some any know every and compounds. 3. Read the theory. Find examples in the text in X. 1. Affirmative. Interrogative. Negative. Countable, uncountable. Some. Any. Not any, no. People. Someone, somebody. Anyone, anybody. No one, not anyone. Nobody, not anybody. Things. Something. Anything. Nothing, not anything. Places. Somewhere. Anywhere. Nowhere. Not anywhere. We use every with singular countable nouns. We use its compounds everyone, everybody, everything and everywhere in affirmative, negative and interrogative sentences. They take a singular verb. Everyone brought presents. I looked everywhere for a Halloween costume but I couldn't find any. Check these words. Sheet of paper, fold, unfold. Repeat, crease, section, corner, pinch.